There's lots to do in Waco this week. It's time for Act Locally Waco.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate.
I'm Will Burney.
And I'm Allison Abel.
So, Allison, Baylor football is in full swing. Why don't you tell us about what's coming up with the Baylor Bears?
Absolutely. So this Saturday, they play University of Texas at San Antonio at 7 p.m.
And then at 9 a.m., there's Front Porch Pickens Vintage and Handmade Market. What can we expect from the Vintage and Handmade Market?
There will be hundreds of vintage and handmade vendors around at this fun and hip shopping event. It's going to be held at Indian Spring Park at 101 South University Parks Drive.
And that's a really great park, too. And then there's also the Master Gardeners at the Farmers Market if you're into composting.
Right. So most of us know that composting boosts our garden's success. But at the Farmers Market, you can ask questions, see demonstrations, and take home information on making your own kitchen compost or worm compost.
And then Saturday afternoon at 1, we have the Music Association of Central Texas Benefit Concert for Mission Waco.
So join them as they use the power of music to help support Mission Waco's music and arts programs for the community's children. There'll be food and music, a silent auction, lots of fun for the whole family. It'll be kid-friendly until 6 p.m. There is a $5 minimum donation at the door, and that'll be held at Aces Bar and Grill at 2911 Primrose. And also happening on Saturday and continuing through to Sunday is this year's Showcase of Homes. It is sponsored by the Heart of Texas Builders Association, and it is the 33rd year that they're holding this home tour event. You can tour and view remodeled and flipped homes along with new construction. And yes, there is going to be a Magnolia House in this year's Showcase of Homes. That's $20 a person, or $10 if you buy it online. And that's going to be Saturday starting at 11 and continuing through until Sunday.
And on Monday at the Waco Hippodrome, you can catch Movie Monday. Allison, what movie do we have coming up this Monday?
So this week's film is going to be Man in Red Bandana. This is a documentary film about the inspirational story of an American hero, Wells Remy Crowther. He worked on the 104th floor of the South Tower of the World Trade Center and saved many people on September 11th. He did die that day, but his heroics became known 8 months later as a result of an ordinary item, the red bandana. This is going to be Monday at 7 p.m. at the Waco Hippodrome. Tickets are required, but they're free. You can pick them up at the Hippodrome box office or the Baylor ticket office.
Well, that definitely does sound like a very interesting film. Allison, why don't you tell us what we have coming up on Tuesday?
Sure. So on Tuesday, there's going to be a dynamic grassroots event held here in Waco, focusing on women's voices in the pulpit. It's called Unauthorized, Nevertheless She Preached. It's going to be a two-day event with lots of great speakers, ending in a concert on Wednesday night. Again, that's going to be Tuesday and Wednesday. It starts at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, $25 a person.
And on Thursday, we have the House and Family Lecture at the McCullough House.
So every Thursday in September, the Historic Waco Foundation is going to present the history of a different historic house and the family who lived there. New truths have been discovered. You definitely won't want to miss their stories. It's a free event, and this week is featuring the McCullough House and the families who lived there. It'll be at 6 p.m. at 407 Columbus. Also on Thursday is the solo acoustic living room show at the Balcones Distillery featuring Braden Guess. Doors are going to open at 7. Show starts at 7:30. His music has been described as adult contemporary, kind of easy listening with a mix of soft rock. There'll be pours of whiskey and a selection of cocktails. You can pre-purchase your ticket now for only $10 or plan to spend $15 at the door. And that's going to be at Balcones at 225 South 11th, starting at 7 p.m. on Thursday.
That certainly sounds like a really great show. Well, there's a lot to do in Waco this week. Thanks for being here, Allison.
Thank you for having me.
You can find a full calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org and have a great week.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.